you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to Air Talks TV Talk from LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Every Thursday, I'm joined on Air Talk by professional TV critics to review and discuss the newest cable TV, broadcast, and streaming series. With so much content available, we know it's hard to pick something to watch, and we're here to help. All right, let's meet this week's critics. And joining us, freelance TV critic Steve Green. Steve, good morning.
Larry, a pleasure as always. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Well, let's start with the much-anticipated Apple TV Plus streamer Palm Royale, which stars Kristen Wiig, Ricky Martin, and Carol Burnett.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So Kristen Wiig plays the main character of the show. She is a relatively new arrival to the Palm Beach area in the late 1960s. She tries her best to infiltrate a local high society social club for reasons that become clearer as the show goes on. And this show is... in a TV landscape where there are so many shows with like a muddy color palette that are gray and dark and hard to see, Palm Royale is a very nice corrective to that. Lots of bright colors. You know, it's a lot of outdoor scenes, a lot of, by the pool, lots of pastels. The costumes look incredible. So the environment of this show is very light and bright, even though there is some sort of dark backstabbing conniving happening underneath.
How is it to see, what is Carol Burnett, she 90 at this point?
And spry as ever. There are some fun lines. I don't want to give too much away of what her character, how her character plays into everything, but especially in some of the flashback scenes you see, she has some very funny situations with other characters, other performers that you've mentioned.
Well, you don't lose talent just because you're 90. So
I'm
sure her comedic chops are still there.
Even her, there's one scene in one of the three episodes that's available today where all she is doing is moving her eyes, and it's one of the funniest jokes in the entire show.
Wow. Palm Royale, streaming on Apple TV Plus, created by Abe Sylvia, starring Kristen Wiig. The first three episodes premiered yesterday, and then there'll be a total of 10 episodes as the season goes on. Coppola, The Agent, is streaming on Hulu. The lead character is Guillermo Coppola, manager of the most famous soccer player. This is an Argentinian drama. Steve?
So if anybody has any soccer knowledge, especially in the late 1980s through to the 90s, Diego Maradona was one of the most famous people alive, pretty much.
Yes.
And Guillermo Coppola was his agent, and because of his proximity to Maradona, he was his mouthpiece, he was his voice in the press, and became a star in his own right. And so this is a show that follows Coppola's life, starting pretty chronologically in the late 80s and moving forward. You get to see his life of excess and wealth and extravagance, but you also get to see the stuff happening behind the scenes of what he was giving up to project that air of confidence in the public realm. I feel like we've got a lot of stories recently about the story behind the thing that you already know. Tetris, Flaming Hot Cheetos, Air, with
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, exactly, yeah. Yes. This is it's like if you took that spirit and married it with Winning Time, the HBO show about the Lakers.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty good synthesis of what you're expecting here. A lot of fun, not exactly fourth wall breaking. He's not exactly looking down the barrel of the camera and talking to you, the audience, but a lot of playful messing with aesthetics and environments in different scenes.
We're talking about the series from Argentina, Coppola, The Agent, streaming on Hulu. Juan Minujín is the star of the series. Ariel Weinegard is the creator of it. All six episodes premiered last week and are now streaming on Hulu. The Netflix South Korean comedic mystery Chicken Nugget has all 10 episodes that are out and streaming. Steve, what do you think of Chicken Nugget?
Chicken Nugget is a very distinct thing in TV, which is a show that You watch the first episode and you think you're watching this sort of Korean comedy. Again, very bright, pastel colors, candy colored, this sort of carefree atmosphere. And then, not to give too much away, but in the very end of the first episode, one of the characters turns into a chicken nugget.
Literally.
Yes, this is not a metaphor. This is actually literally happens. And the fun of the show over the rest of these 10 episodes is watching the two main characters who are convinced and have physical evidence in front of them that a person they care about has been turned into a chicken nugget, but they can't really convince anybody else. And so you see the interaction between them and regular people out in the town as they are trying to figure out ways to protect this little chicken nugget that is this person that they care about. So it's the absurd paired with the weirdly grounded and emotional at times. There are some flashbacks that are like really emotionally affecting. The last time I was here, I talked about a show called A Bloody Lucky Day.
Yeah.
It's on Paramount Plus, another Korean show. That one's more of a drama, but I think what both these shows do really well is manage very large tonal swings and make it feel like it's all part of the same show, which, like, when it's done well, is a magic trick. And I feel like that's the appeal of a show like this.
How did they pitch this show? Who would buy it? It's such an outrageous idea, but it sounds like it works.
Yeah, so this is based on a webtoon. This is an adaptation. So this is a story that existed in another form that audiences in Korea were familiar with. But really managing to capture that. It has the feel of an animated show, even though it's live action.
Chicken Nugget is streaming on Netflix, all 10 episodes out now. And our final series to talk about this week is the Hulu streaming Extraordinary, a British comedy action series. Steve?
Yeah, I know Danette Chavez had a chance to talk about this a few weeks ago. The basic premise of the show, young woman living in London in an alternate reality where everyone has superpowers. She is the only one who does not. Mm. And so the first 6 episodes of the show were her kind of managing that, trying to date in London, trying to just be a young person while being an outsider in this version of the world. Season 2 takes the core 4 or 5 characters from the first season, and the premise is still there. You still see people walking around with their powers, but it's less about who can manipulate time, who can talk to ghosts, who can stay young forever, and it's more just about great jokes and being a funny slice of life ensemble show. Watching this, I was reminded of what Cord Jefferson said during the Oscars about a week and a half ago, during his acceptance speech, where he talked about we don't need to rely entirely on $200 million movies to make a industry sustainable. And I feel like as the TV world is starting to shrink and consolidate, this is the perfect example of a kind of show that I hope we hold on to. It's an international co-production, so you've got some of the British feel and the American feel. But it's really funny. It's very heartwarming at times, and it's a show that I wish we hold on to.
Cord, you were just referring to the writer director of American Fiction, for which his screenplay won. Extraordinary Season 2 is streaming on Hulu. All 8 episodes have been released. Steve, thanks so much for coming in. Great to talk with you again.
Absolutely, as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Steve Green, freelance TV critic. It's, of course, Entertainment Thursday throughout LAist, including here on Air Talk. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Air Talk's TV Talk from LAist 89.3. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.